Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend, John Lunger. Oh, yeah.
I'm here with my friend, Glenn Tickle. Oh, yeah. And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time, an easy and convenient to listen to podcast form. Oh, boy. Back on that trend of not doing this every week.
Back on that horsey that every other week horsey. It's so hard. I don't know. I think everyone's a little more understanding of like scheduling issues in the past year.
But
not me, because right before we started recording, I was complaining about a scheduling issue. But you know,
it's true. On the Zoom, I noticed you're drinking a carbonated beverage out of a can. I don't think it's Dr. Pepper, though.
No, this is today we have mango, passion fruit, bubbly, caffeinated. Caffeinated sparkling water, which that's two out of three things that I'm looking for in soda. I like the bubbles. Mm-hmm. I like the caffeine. Those are the top two. I like the... The Diet Dr. Pepper flavor is pretty good. I like it. But if you just give me bubbly caffeinated water, that's all I need, really.
Yeah, I didn't know about that as an innovation. And I'm now worried that I'm going to be throwing away too much money at caffeinated seltzer water.
It's delightful. This is, I think, the second variety of caffeinated seltzer that we've gotten. My wife got, it was like a coffee bean and something else. The flavor was awful, just truly.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what that is. That's Coca-Cola's AHA, and it was black cherry coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Disgusting.
Oh boy, yeah. Was it garbage.
It almost turned me off to trying their other flavors, but they have some really good ones. They have some really good other flavors, but that one.
I think we've gotten some other stuff from that line, but man.
Oh boy.
Because it's not coffee flavored. It was like specifically like coffee, like they just soaked unroasted coffee beans, which tastes disgusting, with cherries. It was so unappealing.
I love that you're giving them way too much credit than they deserve, as if they're just not synthesizing flavors in a lab somewhere. There's no coffee beans or cherries involved in that beverage.
No, I know.
At all.
I'm trying to describe the flavor profile.
Oh,
like it wasn't like coffee flavored seltzer. I think that
sends
a message that's just not there.
It was almost like, imagine if Robitussin was trying to taste like chocolate.
Yeah, it was unpleasant. This is the mango passion fruit
bubbly
carbonated sparkling water. A+ all around.
I mean, those are two flavors that sound like they would go good together. So I'm not shocked.
Caffeine and passion fruit. Yeah, you're right. My favorite flavor.
Caffeine's not a flavor, you son of a bitch.
I know.
Hey, how are we going to do this? We realized very quickly that we have been bad boys and not doing this. And so we're like, quick, let's do one. And it worked out.
Yeah.
But we don't have any topic suggestions from
I got some Suggy Jests.
Dude, did you make a post?
I turned to my new friends at TikTok, where I am weirdly a celebrity now. Granted, it was only a couple minutes ago, so we don't have a lot of Suggy Jests because it hasn't had time to work. That post through the algorithm hasn't really started pushing it out to my fans yet, my tens of thousands of fans.
Yeah, can we talk about that real quick? You're a celebrity on TikTok.
That I'm weirdly famous on TikTok despite being almost 40? Yeah. I don't know.
How are you defining that as weirdly famous? Like, define that.
Well, like, I've been on Twitter for over a decade. Uh-huh. I have 2,000-something followers. I'm verified there because of a job that I used to have. Mm-hmm. Where everybody worked for this outlet, you just got verified to prove that the outlet was legit, essentially. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. TikTok. I don't post me dancing, which was its primary function for a while, was dancing, dancing teens. I'm not a teen. I do not dance. I've been putting stand-up clips and stuff. The thing that has the most views, I put a joke up about potty training my toddler. 2.8 million views on that bad boy. We got a rabbit.
A joke.
We got a rabbit. I showed the rabbit for half a second in the video. Let me see if I can find the exact number here, because it's important to be accurate. Where is it? 1.5 million on the introduction of Snowball, my rabbit. No idea.
Other comedian friends
have asked me for like TikTok advice. I don't have it. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Sometimes, sometimes my kid says something funny and I say it into the camera on TikTok and it gets 500,000 views. Other times, I put a clip up from a comedy special that I worked really hard on and it gets nothing. So but not even nothing. Like, it still gets thousands of views and like 200 likes, but compared to other stuff, I'm like, this one might as well just take this garbage down. TikTok has ruined me.
I still don't think I'm going to get on TikTok. Like, I am morbidly curious to follow you, but like, I don't know. I don't belong there. I barely belong here.
It's fun. I mean, I was, before I started posting stuff, I was mostly just watching people cook and make coffee. There's lots of great content of people cooking and making coffee, which is that's really what I'm in it for. Like, I don't follow a lot of comedians and stuff on there. It's mostly just,
I mean, might have won me over. So these people that follow you, gave them the prompts. What did they deliver?
I briefly explained what our podcast is. I should talk about the podcast more on TikTok.
Yeah, that'd be great. If I had to get some of these numbers. Yeah.
I've put a couple clips up.
Uh-huh.
And mentioned it a few times, but I remembered that I said I was going to put something from our last episode on TikTok and I didn't remember what it was. And I haven't had a chance to listen back through, but we've got three hot Suggy Jests coming in from TikTok.
Three. All right. Give me the first one. Best one.
Spontaneous human combustion coming from, the thing is, I can't read these usernames, not because I'm trying to keep their privacy. It's just, they're just nonsense combinations of numbers and letters. Like, I can't pronounce RI3CJOH. This is, again, I don't know how to pronounce it. Rick, I'm looking at his page right now. We're mutual. I started following him after looking at his page. Hit some interesting, not a lot of content on Rick's page. We're looking at 8 posts. But something about him made me click that follow. Or sometimes I hit follow by accident when I'm looking at people's page because it's right next to where I put my thumb to swipe back. He wants to know about spontaneous human combustion. He also talks a lot about 3D printing, which is a thing that the TikTok algorithm is convinced I want to know about all the time, but I'm genuinely not that interested in.
Right, like blockchain.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm interested in it. I like that it is a thing, but like, I'm not 3D printing. I'm not looking to get into 3D printing.
Yeah, I got too much stuff in my life anyways. I don't need to make my own stuff. I've got too much stuff.
How many?
There's too much stuff. That's my hot take. I'm tired of stuff, and I'm finding myself in the very specific
John's gotten possessed by the ghost of Andy Rooney. Oh no.
I found myself in the very specific moment in my life where I actually need more stuff right now. I don't like it, but like, over the course of the next year, I'm going to need to acquire more stuff, and I don't like it. I have too much stuff. Stuff objectively breaks all the time. You know what doesn't break? Not stuff. Hearts. If you don't have stuff, it doesn't break.
That's true. You know what else breaks? Humans. Spontaneously sometimes when they catch on fire.
You know what's nice is when you have to bring us back.
that's when you know we've gone really far off the rails.
I was like, oh shit, is that what that feels like? That's weird.
So here's the thing. It is simultaneously a real thing and not a real thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if you see like reports, like famous reports of people spontaneously combusting. Yeah, those motherfuckers caught on fire for sure. But it wasn't like spontaneous. There was a reason, you know, like
there was some sort of like inciting incident.
Yeah, it wasn't. Right? The spontaneous part is what is questionable.
Right. So it's like,
it's not aliens. It's not like, it's like demon possession.
It's like, Fred, he was standing and it turned a weird pocket of methane, and there was a spark in his iPhone, and now Fred's on fire.
Yeah. So basically, what it is
also, it's weird for you to be like, oh shit, John said something that is actually correct, and so I don't know what to do with that. That's what that moment was. That was great.
Oh, well, I'm like, there was
breaking all sorts of barriers.
The Galaxy Note 7, I think it was, like, they were blowing up all over the place.
Yeah.
Something like that, small explosion in your pocket, it could catch the fat in your body on fire, and then you essentially burn like a candle.
Oh, God, I'm fucked.
Like that's what it is.
One thing, it's just one thing that I have more than stuff, it's body fat. I have so much body fat. That's not good. I don't like knowing that I'm walking. I'm a motherfucking candle walking around. This is how I have to learn about that? This is not okay, Glenn. Fuck you.
So what happens? Well, you think like, Glenn. as humans, right, we're a very high percentage of us is just water, right?
I don't even have a scent. I'm not lavender. I'm a human scented candle. What the? Oh, look at John. He's a burnt hair scented candle. The fuck is that shit? God damn it.
So the way it worked, the reason all the water in your body doesn't put you out when this happens is, oh God, is it your skin? Is it your skin is a wick? This is so gross. So you need it's not like you can just take a match, which I happen to have a box of matches here on the table.
What the fuck? Why did you pull a gigantic box of matches from? That was insane.
It was just on a table. It was my kid's birthday the other day. We used it. It's very big. We used it to light my daughter's birthday cake.
Are you trying to light me on fire? God damn it, Glenn. No, but
if I lit one and like put it on my arm, it would hurt real bad, and I'm not going to do it.
Right.
But it would go out. It would go out.
That feels like some good TikTok content. Do it. Do it, you fucking candle.
It would go out. But let's say, I think there are conditions that need to be met.
One if by land, two if by sea. Those are the conditions. Light it up.
I think you need to be somewhat dehydrated. Because your skin...
What are we talking here? How dehydrated? What are we talking? Like I'm peeing and it looks like there's a highlighter in the bowl? Or like...
what's the line from
water in like 4 days?
What's the line from Usual Suspects? It comes out like snot, or no? Was that 7?
I don't remember.
It's a Batman Kevin Spacey quote where he talks about being really dehydrated as a kid. It was either 7 or Usual Suspects, but he sucks, so don't worry too much about it.
Yeah.
So your skin gets kind of dried out.
Delightful films, despite his participation.
Yeah, that's what really sucks about him is he's in a lot of movies that I like. Your dry ass skin will burn a little bit, and then your fat underneath it will catch, but it will melt. So the way candles work, what you're burning is the wax more than the wick. The heat from the wick catching will melt the wax. Mm-hmm. When it is liquid, it ignites the vapors that come up. So that's why you can blow out a candle if there's like still a little smoke trail above it, and you can relight it above the wick. Have you seen this trick? Uh-huh. So you light a candle, you blow it out. Yes, there's smoke coming up, and you light the smoke, and it travels back down to the wick.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not really smoke. It's aerosolized paraffin.
Can you? You need to stop. So I'm going to draw a bath, and I'm going to sit in this bath for the rest of this podcast taping so that I do not light on fire, because I don't know if I'm dehydrated enough. I don't drink enough water. It's a pandemic. I'm not taking care of myself. Well, is that caffeine going to take away the efficacy of that sparkling water? Is it going to be counterproductive?
I think you can light caffeine pretty easy. But...
Oh, so no. God damn it.
So a common cause of this is like somebody falls asleep while smoking. Right. And the cigarette lands
that's
on their pants.
That's just a common cause of fires.
Yeah. Very common cause of fires. But the way this works, like spontaneous human combustion, the thing that stands out about it is like the whole house doesn't burn down. you just are like a burnt up pile of goo in an otherwise unharmed chair. And the way that happens is you become a fat candle because your ashy, dehydrated ass skin catches and essentially acts as, or like your, or it can happen with your clothes too. Like your clothes burn, and then the fat underneath your skin heats up, liquefies like candle wax, and then that burns. But just like how a piece of string will burn very quickly, a piece of string you're using as a candle wick burns very slowly because the paraffin is coming up, and that's what is actually burning. So the rest of you isn't burn. It's like it kind of happens in one spot at first, slowly, and then as that heats up the fat in your body, that also melts and then catches. But it's not like,
oh, you're heating up the, you're heating up the fat in my body, daddy. Oh
you,
yeah,
you don't go like about this. You're not Johnny Storm, right? You don't go flame on and suddenly you're engulfed. It's a slow
process. Don't
tell
me process. What I do or don't do. That's exactly how I do it. It's exactly how I do it, daddy.
It's more, since we already brought up superheroes, it's less Human Torch and more Glob Herman. The X-Men whose superpower is that his skin is like a weird kind of transparent paraffin.
Mansplain Glob Herman to me.
He's
come
like
on.
A jacked up. I'm doing it to
credit.
The audience. He's
I'm
like a jacked up Mr.
Glenn.
Goodbody.
I'm going through a lot of shit right now. I'm a living candle.
He's a jacked up Mr. Goodbody. And he does sometimes set himself on fire and then run into battle, which is why Glob Herman's the best member of the X-Men and the character I would play. If I had the chance to be in the MCU, I would be Glob Herman. Hashtag Glenn for Glob.
I just found out. Hashtag Glenn for Glob. Yeah, no, that's a better bit. I think I'm going to drop the human candle thing and just do hashtag Glenn for Glenn for Glob from now on. Yeah, I think I'm all right. I've healed. I can get out of this bathtub now. Jesus Christ. So like all very interesting stuff. It is a very, it's a very rare phenomenon. It's not like it's happening like once a month.
No,
like it's very,
and
rare.
I think less so because clothes are more like. I think when clothes were more flammable, it happened more because like tight clothes up against your skin, if they catch, are more likely to catch your fat candle. But now that like clothes are mostly flame resistant, then you're less likely. Like if you drop a cigarette ash, like if, let's say you had too much to drink, you fall asleep, right? Cigarette in hand, it falls, catches your pants. You catch on fire. I imagine if you wake up and see your leg is on fire, you probably go into shock pretty quick.
Right. Can you like, so like, can you, this is what I was going to ask you. Like if you wake up in this instance and you see that like you've turned into the Human Torch, can you put yourself out and save yourself? Or as once as this started, you got too much fat, baby, you are fucked and you are burning to death.
Well, you got to think stop, drop and roll would come into play. I think you have to, do you think dead people burn better than alive people?
Well, I guess you would because they would be.
I just mean like
dehydrated.
Yeah,
they would burn. They would burn much easier, much faster.
Because you would think if you fall asleep and your leg's on fire, it's going to wake you up. You're going to say, "Holy shit, my leg's on fire!"
Right. Which why in this scenario, you being like just completely drunk as a skunk, you're passed out. Your body's not operating at full capacity. You hopefully drank some like real grain alcohol to really ignite that flame too. Like it's got to be a perfect storm here. I don't know. I think it's bath time in the Tickle household, which is good because I don't know if you know this, your daughters are fat candles.
Yeah, they're super hydrated right now. They're very
damp. That's good. They're wonderful humans, and I wish that for them. Wow, I guess I now I know the importance of moisturizer, I suppose. But you got to make sure it's not oil-based.
They're so loud, these children.
Yeah. So spontaneous human combustion, right? Like I guess my take on it, my like what I thought of was just like somebody's walking down the street and suddenly he's just 100% engulfed in flames. But what we're saying is it doesn't really work like that.
That's what I'm saying, right. Yes.
Okay.
Is it's less it's not instantaneous. Like, you don't suddenly get engulfed in flames. You slowly burn over time. But like same way, like candles can catch other stuff. But if you just light a candle,
it's like a Centralia situation.
Centralia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, is it like where like it's burning underground, right? So like, do you catch and like your body fat's like burning under your skin?
Maybe.
Are you burning from the inside out?
Ooh, that's terrifying. You turn into a human Centralia. That would be a terrible X-Men. Oh,
god damn.
Yuck.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good. That's where all your organ stuff is.
You need your that stuff
inside. That's fine because it's got it belongs in there. It's got a place. It's got a natural casing. You're the natural casing for your body stuff.
You sure are.
Yeah, you're like a sauce. You're the sausage casing to the delicious innards of your fat candle.
Yeah, for all your people meats. Yum yum.
So like the spontaneous part of it, like I think this is what we're describing. If you're 100% right, and we learn about this, this is a really poorly named phenomenon because the name implies like just boom, like, you know, snap your fingers and you're engulfed.
Yeah. Spontaneous. Well, I think what happens is it's very rarely witnessed. Mm-hmm. Like you find somebody that has spontaneously combusted. You do not find somebody who is spontaneously combusting. Mm. And like, let's say this candle. It's a prop heavy episode.
Why is that so big too? That's fucking huge.
It's like a centerpiece. Oh, it's got glitter on it. My hands are
serves you weeks. Right.
If I lit this candle on this table and just left it,
right.
The candle would burn up. And if I came back, the table would have a bunch of melted wax on it. The table would probably be fine. Like, there's a risk that the candle would catch the table on fire, but most likely it would not. Wait, it would just
that
bad, burn out.
You've just got a giant candle on a table. You don't have like some sort of like decorative base.
It's in like a glass thing. I just took it out of the glass thing to show you.
All right. Well, light it. Keep it in the glass thing, Glenn. That's why would you put it on your table?
I know. Also, I'm just saying if I did that.
Yeah, but is that glitter flammable too? Glitter in a candle seems like a bad idea. I feel
glitter anywhere is a bad idea. Boo, that's glitter. True. It's bad for the environment and gets everywhere. Mm.
So you were saying it's you don't like walk down the street and the guy coming towards you doesn't just suddenly engulf in flames. What this is people
you
found
find
piles
a burnt
of piles
body.
Of goo and you're like, why is this person on fire? There's nothing.
Yeah, like how did this goo monster burn up? But why the rest of the house didn't burn up? Which the fat candle thing explains, like it contains the fire. And then when you run out of body fat, your disgusting fat candle goes out.
You know, what's interesting to me is like, so we're talking about this in 20,
how horny this makes you. That's what's interesting to you. How aroused you are right now.
I mean, I'm confused. I don't know that I'd say I'm aroused. Maybe this is a sexual awakening. I don't know. You assume that this phenomenon got named years ago, right? Like, there's probably some sort of first historically recorded instance of this.
Yeah. When was journalism real bad? The 1910s?
Yeah, sure. But I would say back then, you know, everybody was largely well more educated on the workings of candles than we are today, right? So like I would think they'd be like, well, what if homeboy was just, what if he's a human candle? What if we're all human candle? Like, I feel like they should have figured it out.
I mean, they used more candles. That doesn't mean they understood how they worked.
Oh, I would say that.
Like, I use my car. I don't understand it.
But you understand your car more than someone in the 1800s would understand said car, you know, just because you've used it a lot more.
I mean, I would argue I understand candles more than somebody in the 1800s understands candles, just because I read a book about candles one time.
Fuck you. Just because you're a big deal on TikTok doesn't mean you're the fucking end all be all on candles.
I know all the things about candles. There's
eat my thick candle, Glenn. Who are we kidding? It's more like a votive. God. This episode.
Votives are still thick. I mean, they're chode-like.
They're like what if a nipple was a candle?
Yep.
That's what a votive is. And you don't want candelabra candles either, because they're all length, no girth.
Yeah. Right? You don't want wax everywhere. You need some girth to it.
Yeah, but you don't want too much girth. You don't want like a Yankee candle in a jar type thing. That's gonna cause problems down below the belt.
Yeah.
You know, like you're not gonna get
an even burn.
What are you thinking? Like a half dollar? that's what you're looking for? Optimal candle thickness? No? Not a half dollar.
It's not very thick at all.
A half dollar. I mean, it's thicker than a quarter.
Like a Red Bull can.
That's like a half dollar.
How big do you think half dollars are, my guy?
They're like that big. They really are, man. I know. I recently sold a bunch of coins to a rare coin dealer.
Do they say, wow, look at these girthy half dollars?
Well, I'm not going to tell you what I did behind closed doors, but let me just say it might have come up. Then I lit him on fire and he slowly turned into a pile of goo.
We talked a lot about goo this episode, bud.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Sometimes,
talk about goo more, probably.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's just really quick round this out with respect to just the Wikipedia part of this. Are there any like facts you want to try to pull to like compare what we've just talked about to what will be listed on this Wikipedia page? Like first recorded incident. You want to put a year on that?
1895.
Mm-hmm. That feels late to me.
I'm trying to think of like when, because you like there might be early, like you could probably, there's probably some Bible story where people are like, that's the first recorded
right
case or of like spontaneous combustion, yeah. Or whatever. But like I'm trying to think of when a photograph of a squishy burnt up body went around.
All right. Yeah. 1890 feels good. All right. Let's go with that.
Ripley was probably involved.
Yeah. Believe it or not.
Popularizing it. He's probably out there spreading that picture around. He's no ball.
And you so know that P.T. Barnum definitely like has a jar of goo in one of his.
Yeah. P.T. Barnum probably lit people on fire. Just to say that they spontaneously combusted, because P.T. Barnum famously
real piece of shit.
Just a real garbage man.
Just awful. Yeah. Don't be fooled by Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
I think that he played Barnum, right?
Played P.T. Barnum in The Greatest Showman.
Yeah. Surprisingly which isn't a great enjoyable movie. Film. It's enjoyable though.
It's not terrible. Good. Like that's the thing, is it's not terrible. Yeah. It's not unwatchable.
It's
enjoyable.
No, it's fun. It's just not
I saw
good.
It in the theater on the road once when I was out in Pittsburgh marrying people. I married people in a planetarium, then went back to my hotel room and got bored, and then drove like an hour and a half to go watch The Greatest Showman. And
you drove an hour and a half to see a movie when you were in Pittsburgh. You definitely did not do Pittsburgh right. They've got lots of movie theaters.
It was probably not that. I'm probably exaggerating, but it was not close to my hotel. Well, because it was late, so like finding one that had a late enough show.
All right. Well, last call because we gotta step aside. So what are you thinking for the Wikipedia page?
What's the most common cause of this? You got to think smoking and drinking, like passing out with a cigarette.
Sure.
Is the secret sauce for lighting up them fat candles. Where do you think it happens the most? What city? I'm thinking like Chicago or somewhere in like Minnesota where it's real cold in the winter. Cause then you're like inside a lot making bad decisions cause you can't go out.
Well, then go Minneapolis, right? Like that's.
Yeah.
It happens
in Minneapolis more than any other city.
All right.
Well, one in four people in Minneapolis die from spontaneous human combustion.
That feels high, but I'm going to write it down. All right. Well, let's take a break. Let's step aside, pay some bills. And when we come back from the ad break, we will pull up the official Wikipedia page for spontaneous human combustion and see how we did.
Yeah.
Hey, friends. It's me, John, from the Improvised Wikipedia podcast here, as always, with my co-host, Glenn. Hey, pal.
Hey, buddy.
I am very excited about this week's sponsor. Who do we got?
Yeah. This week, the Improvised Wikipedia podcast is brought to you by Thick Half Dollars.
Ooh, do you need 50 cents, but you don't want two quarters? Get your hands on a thick ass half dollar.
Is it Halloween, but you don't want to give out candy for some weird reason? So you just get rolls and rolls of half dollars, but you still want the kids to be excited? Forget JFK, get them real thick half dollars.
Are you my uncle and you want to give me a birthday present? Get me some old ass half dollars.
Do you want to be so thick? People are like, that's only half? Ooh, get a thick half dollar.
Do you need to break someone's jaw? Yeah, you could hold a roll of quarters in your fist, but why not double up and go half dollars?
Do you want to push the limits on what practical coins are? Like, get a real thick half dollar. Like, why would anybody carry these in their pocket? They're too thick.
Do you have a lot of drawers in your house that you just need to throw stuff in the bottom of to like really fill them out? Just get some half dollars, throw them in there, and you'll find them in like 8 years. Dollar.
So thanks to Thick Half Dollars for sponsoring the show this week. Use code OOHTHATTHICK at checkout for 18% off Thick Half Dollars.
How's that even work? All right, we are back. And I have up in front of me the official Wikipedia page for spontaneous human combustion. Bad news, Glenn.
Uh-oh.
This page is a part of a series on the paranormal.
Bum, bum, bum.
So we didn't focus on that really at all.
I said at the beginning, the whole of it being like a real and not real thing. Like, people do done get burnt up and it gets blamed on this, but it's not.
It's true.
It's not spontaneous.
Well, let me start reading. I'm going to read the opening intro section, and then I did glance down, and I've got some good news, too. So we'll keep reading.
Hit me, Danny.
Spontaneous human combustion, or SHC, is the pseudoscientific concept of the combustion of a living or recently deceased human body without an apparent external source of ignition. In addition to reported cases, descriptions of the alleged phenomenon appear in literature, and both types have been observed to share common characteristics in terms of circumstances and the remains of the victim. Scientific investigations have attempted to analyze reported instances of SHC and has resulted in hypotheses regarding the potential causes and mechanisms, including victim behavior and habits, alcohol consumption, and proximity to potential sources of ignition, as well as the behavior of fires that consume melted fats. Natural explanations, as well as unverified natural phenomenon, have been proposed to explain reports of SHC. Current scientific consensus is that purported cases of SHC involved overlooked external sources of ignition. So maybe I was a little bit quick to jump the gun there, and that's actually kind of exactly what you said, Glenn.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
So in the overview section, spontaneous human combustion refers to the death from a fire originating without an apparent external source of ignition. The fire is believed to start within the body of the victim.
Do you think a cause for it can be that they're too horny?
Oh God, I hope not.
Like you're so horny, you burst into flames.
No, I feel like if that were true,
we'd both be dead.
It would happen. Well, we'd both be dead, but a lot more people would be dead too. Like it would be very well documented, and sites like Pornhub would probably have a disclaimer about it. I don't know. So the idea and the term spontaneous human combustion were both first proposed in 1746 by Paul Rowley in an article published in the Philosophical Transactions, apparently that's the name of the publication, concerning the mysterious death of Countess Cornelia Zangari Bandy. Writing in the British Medical Journal in 1938, coroner Gavin Thurston describes the phenomenon as, quote, apparently attracted the attention not only of the medical profession, but of the laity 100 years ago, referring to a fictional account published in 1834 in the Frederick Marriott cycle. Okay, great. So in his 1995 book, Ablaze, Larry E. Arnold wrote that there had been about 200 cited reports of spontaneous human combustion worldwide over a period of around 300 years.
So not many.
Not many.
Less than one a year. Yuck.
Yeah. So characteristics. The topic received coverage in the British Medical Journal in 1938. Okay. Recorded cases have these following things in common. One,
the victim was very horny.
Well, the victims are chronic alcoholics. Two, they are usually elderly females. Three, the body has not burned spontaneously, but some latent substance has come in contact with it. Four, the hands and feet usually fall off. Five, the fire has caused very little damage to combustible things in contact with the body.
We mentioned
that. Six, the combustion of the body has left a residue of greasy and fetid ashes, often offensive in odor. Sometimes pleasant, but often
I think we said goo enough times to cover that particular detail.
Yeah. So this is an interesting page. There's a scientific investigation section. I'm going to skip because there is a section on suggestion explanations. While scientific consensus is that incidents which might appear as spontaneous combustion did in fact have an external source of ignition, and that the physical possibility of spontaneous human combustion without an external ignition source is extremely implausible, some pseudoscientific hypotheses have been presented which attempt to explain how SHC might occur without an external flame source. Want to hear them? Be kind of a dick move to be like, hey, we're not going to read this now.
Yeah, it would be. Sorry, my children being loud.
It's all right. Be a real bummer.
It'd be a real bummer.
Okay.
But it's like, I don't think Wikipedia is going to get into the horniness aspect as much.
Not as much as it should. But I as do it have. Should.
I Teen Witch is on HBO Max. Mm-hmm. And I haven't watched it since I was like 11 or 12 for fear that it might make me spontaneously combust for being too horny. That's the only thing I remember about that movie is that it was very horny.
There's no Teen Witch mention on this page.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Just do like a command F.
Control.
Do a quick search for how many spontaneous human combustions are because of the movie Teen Witch.
Teen Witch. None. Some involve persons with low mobility due to advanced age or obesity and also poor health. Victims show a likelihood of having died in their sleep or having been unable to move once they had caught fire, which is terrifying.
And
cigarettes are often seen as Yeah, cigarettes are often seen as the source. Heart attack often is involved with the person will have a heart attack and drop a cigarette on themselves. After a period of smoldering, they then catch fire. And now this is very interesting, Glenn, because I want to read you the wick effect.
Hit me with the wick effect. I thought you were going to say something about horniness, but
no. The wick effect hypothesis suggests that a small external flame source, such as a burning cigarette, chars the clothing of the victim at a location, splitting the skin and releasing subcutaneous fat, which is in turn absorbed into the burning clothing, acting as a wick. Combustion can continue for as long as the fuel is available. This hypothesis has been successfully tested with pig tissue and is consistent with evidence recovered from cases of human combustion.
Hell yeah. It's an audio medium, so you couldn't see me headbanging through most of that, as Wikipedia explains exactly how correct I was.
Yeah, I you know what? I'm just going to go out there and say it. We haven't had a straight-up win in a very long time, but you came to bat on this one, son.
We came to play with spontaneous human combustion.
Yeah, I'm going to call it a win right now, just because there's not nearly enough mentions of goo on this page.
Yeah, they barely mentioned goo. It was just that one time, and they didn't even use that word. I think it helps that this is labeled paranormal when it's not. I forget what, but I think we had another win where it was something along those lines of they're like, it's spooky. It's not spooky. It's not, it's this dumb, pretty simple reason. And fat candles.
It was sleep paralysis.
Oh yeah. Well, that one was cause they're like, yeah, we don't know.
The episode we did.
Maybe it's demons.
Yeah,
maybe
neither, it's just, but we also knew brains are weird. Spooky.
Yeah.
Brains. All right. Weird. Well, let me close out this episode and this Wikipedia page by reading the notable examples section. There's four examples of people and maybe this will be interesting. Maybe it won't be. We'll find out. On July 2nd, 1951, Mary Reeser, a 67-year-old woman, was found burned to death in her house after her landlady realized the house's doorknob was unusually warm. The landlady notified the police, and upon entering the home, they found Reeser's remains completely burned into ash with only one leg remaining. The chair she was sitting on was also destroyed. Reeser had taken sleeping pills and was also a smoker. Despite its proliferation in pop culture, the contemporary FBI investigation ruled out the possibility of SHC. The common theory was that she was smoking a cigarette after taking sleeping pills, fell asleep holding the burning cigarette, which ignited her gown, ultimately leading to her death. The daughter-in-law stated that, quote, the cigarette dropped onto her lap. Her fat was the fuel that kept her burning. The floor was cement and the chair was by itself. There was nothing around her to burn.
Gross.
Margaret Hogan, an 89-year-old widow who lived alone on Prussia Street in Dublin, Ireland, was found burned almost to the point of complete destruction on March 28, 1970. Plastic flowers on a table in the center of the room had been reduced to liquid, and a television with a melted screen sat 12 feet from the armchair in which the ashen remains were found. Otherwise, all the surroundings were almost untouched. Her 2 feet and both legs from below the knees were undamaged. A small coal fire had been burning in the grate when a neighbor left the house the previous day. However, no connection between this fire and that which Miss Hogan died of could be found. That one was listed as unknown. They had no explanation as to what happened there. Two more. Henry Thomas, a 73-year-old man, was found burned to death in the living room of his council house on the Rasau estate in Ebb Vale, South Wales. In 1980, his entire body was incinerated, leaving only his skull and a portion of each leg below the knee. The feet and legs were still clothed in socks and trousers. Half of the chair in which he had been sitting was also destroyed. Police forensic officers decided that the incineration of Thomas was due to the wick effect.
All about that wick effect.
And then finally, it's interesting. These are all these notable ones. We don't have a location on Mary Reeser, but we've got Dublin, Ireland, South Wales, and this last one is County Galway in Ireland. In 2010, Michael Faherty, a 76-year-old, was recorded as spontaneous combustion by the coroner. The doctor made a statement at the inquiry into the death. The fire was thoroughly investigated, and I'm left with the conclusion that this fits into the category of spontaneous human combustion, for which there is no adequate explanation. So they did not solve that one either. Those are your four notable cases.
That's not as many notable cases as I would have expected.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want to research it. Do you want to research it?
No, it's gross. It's gross. I regret. Yeah. I'm glad that we won. I regret the topic. It's yucky. Yeah.
Well, and like, it only happened 200 times in 300 years, right? Like, it's a pretty small sample size.
More people are killed by pigs.
Yeah, it's true. Well, I'm gonna go play with some half dollars.
get a real girthy one. I'm gonna go pet my bunny. Both of those sound like euphemisms, but those are the literal things we're about to do because we're so cool.